one, that was Ktoro Deosia, kind of a drinking party song and a great start to the program. And that was performed by Euphoria from their newly released CD, self-titled, this past summer. Again, that was Ktoro Deosia by the Euphoria Band from Edmonton. Itikem Javavam I Veselam Tempom Rozpochali Nashu Programu. Vitaju Vas Vsi Shanovni Radio Suhachi. Na Radio Programu Nash Holos Radio Krinskoho Korinja po mreži PCJ Radio. Jaka podjecie Vam Anglijskoju Moviju z Britanskoju Kolumbiju v Kanadi. S Vami Polvina Makwari, Djakuju Štorišale, Perebute Zimnoju Nastupnu Hodenu. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McCory, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you, and it is going to be another all-music program. And actually, to be quite honest, today I was just thinking back to a wedding I went to on the prairies on the August long weekend, and it was one of those Canadian weddings, but the family on one side anyways was Ukrainian, and I offered to compile a list of songs for a set of Ukrainian type wedding songs, songs that we all grew up with going to weddings. So I gave the list to the DJ, and he did not play one of those songs the entire evening. I don't think he ever really had any intention to, although he promised several times. So I was a little bit offended at that and very disappointed because, oh, they're just so much fun. And then I was thinking today, well, I'm a DJ, sort of, and certainly I can play any kind of music I want on this program. So I thought I would kind of make up for that disappointing wedding and focus on all the kind of dance songs that you would hear at a Ukrainian wedding, certainly that I grew up with growing up on the prairies, and probably many of you as well. So I hope you'll enjoy this little trip down memory lane. Get those dancing boots ready if you haven't got them on. You've got a little bit of time if you haven't got them handy. And this next song by the Cubasonics starts out a little bit slow, but it does pick up. It is called At the Wedding in the Evening.
Thank you.
a couple of dances that no Ukrainian wedding would be complete without was the Chatise, the Happy Time Chatise by the Interlake Polka Kings. And before that was, of course, the quintessential Butterfly by the Ambrose Brothers from Winnipeg. And from that same general area, from Steinbach, Manitoba, here is Jaden Chornoboy with a wedding medley. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you. from Dauphin, Manitoba. That was Dennis Leshinsky with the Parkland Pioneers and the Pioneers Chaban. And that's a traditional Ukrainian folk song. My mom taught me how to dance that when I was very young. Not a very common song nowadays. In fact, it was even rarely, when I was growing up and going to weddings already, it was rarely played, but it was a lot of fun. And every now and again, she'd put on the record player and we'd dance around the living room together doing the Chaban. And speaking of pioneers, she was not a pioneer, but my grandparents were. And so they grew up as children of pioneers. And my dad would tell a story about what Ukrainian weddings were like. They would build their own dance floor. Quite often it'd be outside or maybe in a hall somewhere. But usually they would build their own on the farm, and they would smooth it down as much as they could and sprinkle cornstarch on it to make it slippery so you could have a lot of fun dancing. I don't know about cornstarch making things slip, but I don't know, maybe they didn't have very good dancing shoes. It might have been boots that they were dancing with, so they needed a little bit of help so they wouldn't trip. That's just my guess. He never really clarified that. But it sounded a lot like fun, and this next song might be one that would have been fairly representative of the sound of that time. And this is by Peter Lamb from a vinyl recording that I grew up with. It's called A Traditional Ukrainian Wedding, and this is a vivat. This was the song that, or this was the type of song that would be playing as guests were coming to the reception and going through the receiving line. Here is Peter Lamb now with vivat.
Ну, може, як грайте, бо не молоді виходять з церкви.
another line you go through at a wedding would be quite often, in my experience anyways, would be a presentation somewhere in the middle of the night, maybe around midnight or so. And this would be people lining up and presenting their gifts or money. And so you're not just going to stand around in silence. The band's going to play and it's going to be a presentation march or something like that. So what you just heard was the Interlake Polka Kings with the Saskatchewan Wedding March, and before them the Ukrainian Old Timers from Winnipeg with the Wedding Presentation March. And to slow things down a little bit, we have Tommy Buick up next with a song that's commonly heard, or was commonly heard anyways, at Ukrainian weddings and dances. It's not really Ukrainian, but it's very neighborly. It's the Polish Mazurka Waltz.
my Zhinka and my fine Hurilka. Even take my rubber boots, but give me back my Kishka. Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka from the butcher shop? Now Willie found the Kishka.
Willie!
Willie found the Kishka.
Willie!
Willie found the Kishka.
Willie!
He hung it on the rack. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. Willie brought it back. Someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call a cop.
Now Willie found the Kishka.
Willie!
Willie found the Kishka.
Willie!
Willie found the Kishka.
Thanks, Willie.
He hung it on the rack.
He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. He found the Kishka. Willie brought it back.
And that song crept into the lexicon. I think it originated south of the border, actually, and it started to become quite popular during my parents' heyday, and maybe when I was little wee, but and that's certainly a song that I grew up with. Who Stole the Kishka? And that was performed by Sluhai from Winnipeg. And Kishka is a Ukrainian delicacy. Actually, I never had it much because it's blood sausage, and yeah. No, but it was a delicacy. Some people liked it. And it often went down really well with a little bit of semohonka.
Називають чорівку гомбру. Мало є тих, що не п'ють. І гальйон лиш утворе, і горілки на ціле, і потягнемо перший раз на суд. До Іван, він сидів собі гальйон, він міряє 5 фіт один. Але думає, що він є високий, як той кінь, як він вип'є цілий гальйон за день. Називають то рівку гомбру, але мало є тих, що не п'ють. І гальйон лиш отворе, і горілки на ціле, і потягнемо вас ще раз на зуб. Хач та великий богач, по десятці він гальйони продавав. Але злапали час, заплатив 200 за раз, і ще 500 тоді Михач пропав. Називають то рівку гомбру, але мало є тих, що не п'ють. І гальйон лиш у дворе, і горілки на ціле, і потягнемо перший раз на зуб. Oh,
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо Крінського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. Two more quintessential dances for you there. That was the Heel and Toe Polka by Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg. And before them was the Seven Steps, and that was performed by Canadian Rhythm Masters, also from Winnipeg. And we're going to stay in Winnipeg, and we've got the female beat up next. To slow things down a little bit, here they are with Uncle's Foxtrot.
Thank you.
been listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you via PCJ Radio International on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, please visit us at our website, www.nashholos.com, where you can find links to stream or download the local Vancouver and Nanaimo editions of the show, as well as find transcripts and audio files of interviews and features such as Ukrainian Jewish Heritage and Knishka Corner book reviews. You'll also find a link there to our Patreon site, and I do hope you'll consider following and engaging with me there, as well as supporting the show by becoming a patron. Incidentally, you can also support the show at no cost through the Amazon links found at the Nash Holos website, and again, that's www.nashholos.com. I'd love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. Нежами же скінчила нашу програму, що час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Той, що думає мало, говорить багато. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who thinks little talks much. Isn't that the truth more often than not? Well, with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to wrap it up, the Ukrainian connection and a Kolomeika. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio International, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.